Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guess what Frances Poilier, Krissa Van Dusen, and Chris have in common? Give up? Well, they're all great supporters of the Morning Stream. You can join them at patreon.com/TMS today. Coming up on TMS...
You might need rice!
Dying on the toilet.
Ammonia.
Frog Pants is underwater.
Scott refills his keyboard fluid.
Screw you, Garfield!
I don't like cat pee!
What are some Vincent Vega things?
Inaria defeats Galactus.
Scott's blow-up pepper. If I was a lady, I'd be a lesbian.
Ode to Maine Coon.
Steam burgeoning games.
Caramelized fried mess with Steven. And more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
If you know where you're going,
but not how to go,
just call UTA.
We'll put you in the know.
Step up, boy, carefully.
As you climb the stair,
have your 50 cents ready
to pay your fare.
Find a nice seat,
and you're good to go.
Watch for your stop,
and let the driver know.
When you see it coming, just pull the cable.
And the bus will stop as soon as it's able.
I don't hear this fluff dirt theory.
The Morning Stream. I must break you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's Monday, February 19th, 2024. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Hi, Scott. How are you? That felt like it was part drama, part let me make sure I don't say 2023.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, actually. I'd like to roll back the tape and hear what I was trying to do there, because it was effed. That was effed up.
Let's brood of that business.
I don't know. It's Monday, I guess, and Mondays are weird. I don't know. I actually really like Mondays. We've talked about this. Mondays are all right. They're okay. They're not what I used to. I used to hate Mondays like everybody else.
I like Mondays, and it's a lot because of this. A lot because of TMS, getting to talk to Steven or Bobby or whoever our guest is. And it's also Unreal Tournament Day, potentially. So,
right. We get to play today at around 4:30 or whatever the hell it was last time.
Yeah. So look at that, Garfield. Yep. Oh, now we do like Mondays. Screw you, dumb tabby cat.
That's right. Jerks. But anyway, I don't know what my deal is, but I'm a little tired this morning, I think. I think I just kind of had a weird night. I slept like a rock from about 10 until 3:45. Oh, and I don't ever talk about this guy. Or maybe I have, but I mean to record it one night, and I almost did last night, and now I'm mad I didn't. But there's this guy who at 3:45 starts up his big freaking diesel truck.
Oh, geez. So
neighbor guy. And then he lets it sit. It's not even, oh shit, water everywhere. Hold on.
Time out.
Hold on. Quick, put the studio on rice.
Hold on, everybody. I gotta figure this one out. All right, this will only take a second. I'm on all the things I paused.
Oh, so none of that was recorded?
Well, the stream part. So yeah, look, patrons and live streamers.
Squander an opportunity.
You guys get all the fun, but everybody else, you missed out on a water nightmare that I just caused for myself. Yeah. But it's all right now. Look, at least it wasn't orange juice or something sticky. And, you know, like we could have been in way worse shape than we are today. What the hell was I saying? What was I talking about?
You were talking about the truck driver across the street that...
Oh, you know what? That even makes me madder because this mess is because...
You're talking about how much you loved Mondays.
I just gesticulated so hard. It was all because of this jerk in his truck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was all because of him. Yeah.
It's his fault. Yeah. Totally, at 3:45 in the morning, he starts the truck. It's not like a big, like a semi. It's just like a regular... truck, but it's diesel powered engine, and they're louder. That's just how those are. They're louder, and so you hear him go, "Bleh," a and then that sound you hear for 15 minutes.
Right. He just lets it sit. He just basically is charging it up.
Yeah. He's letting that thing warm up, whatever he's doing. I don't know what they do. And my understanding is diesel trucks take more to warm up. I don't understand it exactly.
Okay.
So kind of new to this.
Certainly possible. Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah. So anyway, he does that for 15 straight freaking minutes. I can't sleep for that if I'm awake during it. Okay. There's no way because I just hear it. Then he finally goes, Eeyore. And I hear him leave like that. You know?
Okay.
So then he leaves and it's fine. And then it's dead silence. And now I can't sleep because it's dead silence after 15 minutes of training my ears to hear this constant sound. So I just lay there going, well, this is no good. I should do like Ibit and just get up. I should get up.
You should just get up. Yeah.
Get my day going, you know? What's to hurt one day where I get up at 4? It's not going to hurt anybody.
If you're going to be awake anyway, God, 4 though. No, 4 is 4 for me is still go back to sleep. And I will say, I've been continuing to every night pick a new better sleep story to listen to.
Yeah.
Last night it was the story of Mount Fuji or the legend of Mount Fuji or something like that.
Wow.
And still, I get through, all right, tuck in, make sure you're comfortable, close your eyes.
Famous speaker now, this time?
Take a deep breath. A different speaker.
Gotcha.
This one was, my name is Ara. Take a deep breath. Now, exhale.
You are liking American sleep time? This is good.
Exactly. Yeah. And then about 10 minutes after I'm asleep, so, what is your mother's maiden name? Did you have a pet growing up? What was your first pet?
You start fishing. I love it. They get you in a fugue state where you'll tell them anything about your bank or, you know.
Help me and Boris get moose and squirrel.
Yeah. What is social security number? You go ahead and say.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, anyway, that's a... it was a real shit show, and now I'm tired.
Yeah, that is a shit show. My deal to myself is if I wake up at 5:15, then I come down and put on the bike shoes, put on the biking
unit,
whatever that thing is called. Yeah, I now wear the, is it a bib? What is the bike? It's like bike shorts with suspenders that Chuck Robinson got me all hooked on because they're so damn comfortable.
Oh, right. They cycling have a name,
bib,
though? No,
bib is the... It is a bib. Yeah. Okay. Cycling bib.
It is a bib.
And,
okay.
And then I'll put on something either on YouTube or I'll do the typical, Apple Fitness Plus perpetually happy weirdos that, teach those things. And,
I don't trust those people.
And I'll promise myself to do 30 minutes. So,
yeah. Well, that's good that you're doing that. I don't even think of that. I was just like, you know what? I'll get up. I'll do some TMS prep. Maybe I'll play a video game. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been playing No Man's Sky again, so thought maybe I could.
Oh, really? You're back in because they got that new. What's the new thing? The Interceptor or something?
Well, they got a new update called the Omega update, and I guess it includes like a new expedition, some other story content. But
interesting.
Every time they do an update, I go, "Ooh, I gotta get in there again."
Yeah, yeah.
So I started a fresh run, and I have to say, over time, because I used to just go back to my old saves.
Yeah.
The onboarding early progress in that game is so much tighter now. It's so good.
Oh, really? So it's not, it doesn't feel like such a slog of like, all right, now I got to find a planet that has salt.
Yeah.
Let's go find salt planet.
I mean, you still kind of have your goals like that, but it's way less obtuse, I guess. It's just got it's a smoother on ramp. It's very good. That is the most amazing story of like, let's launch a game in shit shape and have everyone be pissed at us because it didn't live up to the promise. And then let's over the next however many years it's been, 2016 it came out, let's turn it into one of the great games ever. And they've done that. And no one ever does that. No one ever follows through like that. And they've not asked for a dime since. Like, you paid for the game and all these updates have been free. There's everything no DLC. Included. It's crazy. Crazy.
It is so different from the way most most places do it, you know.
Yeah, and their next game, which is called Light No Fire, brought up by Universal Constant in the chat.
Yeah.
Looks incredible. So, I have a feeling they've learned a lot from this process and what they do next will be incredible. So,
That's cool.
They have my faith. All right. Cool. Where are we now? Oh, I got, okay.
Let's talk tickets. Yeah,
a few things going on. Tickets are up. If you're coming to TMS Las Vegas, Viva TMS Vegas, which is also linked over at vivatmsvegas.com, you'll find a link to the store. That's at frogpants.com/store. It's also there directly if you want to go there. And pick up your tickets now. They are available. Now, what is in that swag bag is considerable, but not totally finalized yet. So I don't have a full listing there. And it tells you all this, so you don't. I don't have to tell you again. Anyway, lock in your tickets. If you want to come to any of these events and be a part of the community event, you need a ticket. And getting them is easy, quick, and fast. They will be limited, though. I think I capped it at whatever we had last year. We can open up for more. I just want to see if we get there first. Mm-hmm. And then I know what to order and, you know, make sure we have enough stuff.
And I know space-wise, I mean, I feel like we pretty close to maxed out the space in the Sand Dollar. Maybe not. Maybe we could have fit some more people on those U-shaped tables in the back, but...
not much, though,
it
right?
Felt it like was pretty tight. It felt like a full business there.
Yeah. And it was nice because that was a room that you're not trapped in if you had to get up and get out.
Oh, my God.
Could.
It's so good. And the bar right there and food options really close by. I mean, it was... Sand Dollar is for the only complaint being the stage is too small for us to actually do the stuff that we do up on stage.
Right. They had to put us down a level or whatever it was.
Yeah, exactly. We had to be on the floor, which is fine. We were on the floor and worked out just fine.
Yeah. But y'all could see us. It worked out good. There's some video of that floating around if you want to see what that looked like. But if you want your tickets, they're now available. It is up there. You know, don't kill yourselves rushing in there like it's freaking Black Friday or anything. But.
Exactly. They're not close to selling out. But also, when you sign up, very, very important. If you've signed up for the video game tournament, the icebreaker, first thing we're doing Monday night, get to know everybody by playing Joust against them, that sort of thing. If you've already entered in a name there, like a nickname that you want, make sure you use that same nickname when you buy your tickets, because we're going to use those for tags. So those of you who've gotten the incredibly cool tags from Abby Shulk in the Discord, those things are absolutely amazing. She did such a great job with those.
They're rad.
And if you haven't, go to the Discord. What is her dame? What is something?
Dame Judy Dench. Let's see.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Do a search for Dame Judy Dench. Dark Dame. Hold somebody on. In the chat. Devil's Dame.
Devil's Dame. Go. That's right.
Devil's Dame. Do a search for Devil's Dame on Etsy and you'll find her. If you're not doing an embroidered tag, then we want to have some stickers ready for you that have your name already on them, so you don't have to worry about getting things matched up with your video game tournament name, so people can find you, basically. So it's easy for people to say, oh, hey, I haven't met you yet. Let's go play some Blasteroids on a barely functioning Blasteroids machine.
Yeah. Yeah, was that the... No, it was Asteroids Deluxe.
Asteroids Deluxe that had the problems.
Yeah, which I love that game. It was so sad.
I know. Oh, it's so,
It's underrated. People just think of Asteroids as the OG, and they're right. It's an amazing game, but
Asteroids Deluxe adds those bastard triangle things that come in on a little block, and then as soon as you shoot them, they break apart, and four of these little jerks are coming at you. Mm-hmm.
It's intense. Plus, all the rocks are rotating. It's crazy.
Yes. Oh, it's such great animation.
Yeah. It was awesome in the day. Anyway, so go check it out. Available now, frogpants.com/store or vivatmsvegas.com. Either one will get there. And grab your tickets now while they're available. All right? All right.
Something else that you want to sign up for, if you haven't yet, is The Pond. So this Friday is our TMS play date. Normally, we play stuff like Jackbox or... Among Us or something like that. This week, thanks to Alkabob, who does our really cool setups for Feud and for Half Asses, which we'll be playing in a second here. We have a really cool interface for this trivia game that where you take territory, basically. And so it'll make sense when we play it. It's probably easier directions than half-asses, honestly. You just basically pick a category that you want to compete against somebody in. So we need signups, though, because I need to be able to write questions this week for the next 4 days, writing questions for people to play. And I think if we get 5 more players, then we're at 16. But we've got a bunch of prizes. I've got Master of the Universe Battle Box or Battle Bones thing, which like carries a bunch of the evil. They've got like the evil. I should grab it. It's right here.
You have it handy? Let's take a look at it. I'm sure Skeletor's involved somehow. We got some probably some Two Man. What's the bad lady in the? I can't remember her name. Dinella, Dionysus, Giovelli. I can't remember.
I should just grab it. Why don't I just grab it? It's right here.
Yeah.
So it is the Pro Builders Mega Constructs Battle Bones, and you can see it here.
Oh, there you go.
It's the little, I'm trying to get it. Yeah. So there's the fewest number of lights on it. But check this out. You get like all these little minifigs of these Master of the Universe bad guys, including a Stinkor.
Stinkor. No, a Stinkor used to stink. Like the toy you'd get had a smell.
Mossman? No, it is Stinkor, isn't it?
Yeah, Stinkor. Wasn't it?
Well, it comes with an air freshener. No, it's Mossman. A Mossman air freshener.
Shut up, dude.
It says
that's
it on
great.
The box. It says includes air freshener.
Okay, that's weird. Oh, because he'll hang his head from the back here from your car window. That's
from
cool.
your car window, exactly. 20 accessories like shields and swords and axes and stuff. I mean,
so
this thing's really
who
cool.
are the figures on there? Because it looked like He-Man's one of them. I thought it was just villains.
Well, it's the negative He-Man, Faker.
Oh.
Okay. He-Man Inverse.
Inverse He-Man, yeah.
As well as Man-at-Arms, Teela, and Mossman.
Okay.
Well, Man-at-Arms was a good guy, wasn't he?
He was a good guy, yeah. Same with Teela.
Yeah, so was Teela, yeah.
So maybe Teela they're opposite? Tequila. Are they opposites?
I guess it just carries whoever wants to walk around in this thing is what it does.
Or maybe Fakor, he kidnapped them. This is the whole
recruited,
story.
Recruited, yeah, that's true, exactly. Yeah. And then a Mario Kart, I can open this up and still keep it mint in box because it's mint and plastic, but check this out. This is... Look at that little silver Mario with a hang glider deal. Hot Wheels die-cast Mario
you guys
Kart.
Just sign up,
on the
guys.
Road. Exactly.
You want to win this.
Batman Q-Fig, and it's, like I mentioned, it's the gray and black Adam West-style Batman.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, so those are just three of the things. We'll also have some other stuff we're throwing in. So here's how you go. Here's how you do it. QuickTMS.li. You should have that bookmarked anyway because it's the greatest website ever for keeping track of what we play on TMS and recommendals and Amy's books and things like that.
No doubt.
QuickTMS.li/thepond.
Yeah.
And you can sign up and... And if you're a winner, you win.
Yeah. No chicken dinner, but you'll win. Don't worry about it.
That's right. I'm taking the first, I think the first 16 players because we need a number that's a square. And right now I think we're at 13. So three more players. And if this thing goes to 25, I might do it. 25, but that means I have to write 75 questions.
Yeah, that's a lot of questions to have to write.
That's a lot of questions. I guess I have to write 100. Yeah. So I really only want to write 48.
Yeah.
Because I'm like I can say that's lazy writing 48 questions.
No, it's still a lot. But we need you. We need your help. You guys come sign up. Yeah. Super simple, little forum, no big deal. I realize we're giving you a lot of websites today, but that's one you got to do.
That's right. All right. And just US unless. You are, unless you're coming to TMS Vegas, and then I'll consider bringing your prizes to Vegas.
Mm. Yep. Yep.
Because these are big. This would cost more to ship than it would just to buy you something from your local, your country's Amazon.
Yeah. Plus, Brian will have to explain them at the TSA, which I love.
Unless I don't want to have to.
Unless
do that
you check a bag. Yeah. I guess you'll check a bag.
I'll definitely put them in checked luggage. It's like, why are you carrying a Stinkor air freshener?
Yeah. What's that
on
about?
The flight, sir?
I like to.
Is that for business or for pleasure, sir?
Are there batteries inside of Stinkor?
Yeah. So if you're outside the U.S. and you still register, and there are a few people I think who are outside the U.S., you get, as always, some great Steam games, and you'll get more than just the usual two. I'll probably give you like a thing that's got a base game and a bunch of DLC stuff.
Oh yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah.
So
I like it.
You'll get good stuff. Don't worry if you're outside.
Yeah,
the
you got to hurry though because it's this weekend, you slackers. All right.
That's right. It's Friday. So I really need you to register today so I know what questions to write.
Yeah.
Really.
So get off your freaking asses.
That's right.
And get in there.
Exactly.
Brian.
Hey, Scott.
You sent me the funniest voicemail yesterday.
I did. So I did some lifting yesterday. And in addition to carrying, I took somebody to a 30th birthday party. And
was it theirs or somebody else's party?
It was somebody else's. Okay. Somebody else's party. And she said, "Yeah, I'm going to a Pulp Fiction themed birthday party." And I look back at her and I say, "Oh no, shit! You're Vincent Vega." And she's like, black and white suit. She didn't. She has the bolo tie, but she hadn't put it on yet. She's like, "I'm not putting on that stupid bolo tie until I have to." And she also had a wig that she hadn't put on yet.
Wow.
But she's like, this girl's having a 30th birthday party. She really likes Pulp Fiction, so she wanted everybody to dress as characters from Pulp Fiction. I said, "Oh, that's great."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yeah, I didn't want to be Mia Wallace because I figure every woman there is going to be dressed like Mia Wallace." Yeah. I'm like, "Yeah, that totally makes sense." And then she says, we had about an 8-minute, 10-minute drive. She says, she said, "It's been a while since I've seen the movie. What are some Vincent Vega things?"
Oh,
like, okay. Here's what you got to do. Talk about, you just came back from Amsterdam.
Okay.
And, talk about how it's legal to smoke pot when you're in the pot shop. And it's legal to have it at home, but you can't possess it on the streets or something like that. I can't remember the details on that. Talk about a $6 milkshake, you know, order a $6 milkshake and say it's pretty damn good milkshake.
Yeah.
do the Batusi, you know, the whole thing with the two fingers over the eyes. I think that's the Batusi.
Yeah. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I always think of it as either the Batusi or the thing they do in Pulp Fiction. I don't actually know if it's supposed to be the same or not. I don't know.
And then, was it a $5 milkshake? Damn it, Dunaway. All right, $5 milkshake.
Shit.
It's gone up since 94.
Tell her to accidentally shoot somebody in the face in the backseat. Lamar, yeah, what's his name?
Saying, you know, like, do a thing where you're going to do Phil something Lamar. And then turn around and then go the other way and look back like you're...
Oh, yeah, like you're lost. You have a coat over your arm. You're like...
Exactly, yeah.
Do that. I like that. And then die on a toilet. Die on a toilet when you're done.
Die on a toilet. Oh,
it's a shame. Isn't that where he died?
Another red.
I think he did.
What's that?
Didn't he die on a toilet?
He did die on a toilet, yeah.
So I'm not making that up in my head? I swear.
Nope.
I swear that's real vague.
I shot him on the toilet.
That's right.
He was couldn't get to his gun in time. And
yeah.
Then I had another ride where I picked a dude up, and one of my, you know, if they're chatty, one of my usual questions is, did you grow up here in Colorado? Cause 99% of the time people in Colorado did not come from Colorado. We're not born in Colorado. They came from somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have so many transplants, but we do have so many transplants. And he says, "Well, you know, I've been here long enough that, I might as well have been here forever." I'm like, "Oh, really? Yeah. 1970. I'm like, "Oh, wow. You've been here almost as long as I've been alive." He's like, crazy. And then he says, "Yeah, my kids don't live here anymore. They grew up, they were born here, but they live out of the country now. One of them lives in Canada and the other one lives in France."
Oh, wow.
And the one in Canada, he's a podcaster. And I was like, "Oh, really?" And he says, "Yeah, he does a podcast called, The Theory of Everything." And I did a search and it's like, "Oh yeah, I found it. Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything." And he says, "Yeah, he's an OG podcaster. Like, he's been doing it a long time." And I'm looking at it right now. It's like, "Oh, he has 199 episodes. How cute."
That's adorable.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't say that. But I did start saying, "Oh, that's cool. I do podcasting as well." But before I could even get three of those words out, he talks over me and says, "Yeah, you know, he did an episode about propaganda and art and how the FBI is involved and all that stuff." I'm like, "Oh, really? That's interesting." And he says, yeah, he's been doing that for quite a while. And, you know, he's also does a little bit of, like, you know, work with, music and musicians. I'm like, "Oh, cool." And I try and again interject, "Oh, well, that's cool. I do a music related podcast." And again, two words out before he just starts talking over me.
Of course.
And, And he's talking about, yeah, you know, I really like that Taylor Swift. She's I don't know any of her music, but she really knows how to market herself. And I think that Roger Goodell, you know, is thankful to her for bringing a whole new audience to people watching football games and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
And, but she's just super talented. She knows that, you know, kind of like how, Madonna marketed herself in the '80s. I'm like, yeah. He says, yeah. And who's that lady, that all my lesbian friends liked, played piano in the '90s. I'm like, Tori Amos. He says, yeah, because all my lesbian friends in the '90s liked Tori Amos as well. So sure. It was a lucky guess.
Sure.
And, then he says, you know, and, who's that Madonna's protege? Oh yeah. Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Gaga. And
Gaga.
Did I mishear him? Did he just call a Lady Gaga? Why would you make that?
Did you get him to squeeze it out again? Is that what soft. You did? Did you get him to say it again to confirm it somehow?
Yes. Like you said, yeah, you know, I like a lot of her music. And he's like, yeah, you know, I kind of like Lady Gaga. Like he said it twice. I was like, yeah, he really is intentionally saying Lady Gaga.
Gaga, okay, fine, dude. Cool. Gaga. I don't like it. It sounds terrible.
I don't either. It's like you could. Why would you look at G-A-G-A and think that the second G is soft?
Dude, I'm barely okay with Gaga, to be honest. So when you put Gaga in there, it's worse.
Yeah, like Lady Kajagugu? Is that what are we confusing things here? I don't know.
Well, it seemed like he, you know, just old. Maybe
he was a super nice guy. And then finally, just as we're pulling up to his house, he was quiet for a second. I could say, well, if you like music and if you like some Lady Gaga covers, I played quite a few on my podcast, which has been going on since 2004.
That's right. You and your Canadian son could learn a thing or two.
Exactly. But I did tell him about covers. I was like, oh, awesome. I'll check it out. I hardly ever self-promote. If somebody asks me about my license plate, cover me, then I'll
sure, it's worth bringing
it
up
a little bit, but
and that usually means they're interested and they want to ask. It's not
exactly
like
and if people want to chat, people want to talk,
but, yeah, it's different than anyway. you know offering stuff up or whatever. Well, that's cool. I got a
and
thing.
For the record, I like Tori Amos too.
Oh, I love Tori Amos. Oh,
but
is great.
I like women as well. Maybe there's something there.
Oh, hey, you're a lesbian in a man's body.
Tori Amos is for people who like women.
I always said if I was a lady, I'd be a lesbian because I love I love the ladies.
Right.
If you change me right now and went poof and I was a lesbian or I was a lady, I'd be a full-on lesbian for sure. Can't wait to hear Tally's take on all this. All right.
Oh my God, I know. Yes,
something happened the other day that's very weird. I want to thank. So first of all, thanks is due to Jim Jensen, who we bring up occasionally. He's a local, comes to everything. Oh, yeah. Awesome dude. Him and Robin are just wonderful people. And every once in a while, he'll be out our way and he'll just bring something nice to the door. It's just he just does this out of the goodness of his heart. It's like, hey, I found a bunch of Coke Zero 3000s for on sale. I'm just going to leave them on your doorstep. I'm like, dude, you don't have to do that. And he just likes doing nice things. And his wife makes these beautiful cards, and they always do something nice when the kids, you know, when the kids all had their kids, they are always right there with stuff. They gave us COVID, so that was nice back in
the day. That's so nice. Well, the gift that keeps on giving. Really.
Yeah, they were our COVID patient zeros in our house. But anyway, just wonderful people. And Jim, the other day, says, hey, I'm bringing a bag over. I said, cool, I'm not actually home, but I'll watch for it. I get home, and there's a bag. we take it in, and we had only had the bag. He'd barely been there, so it had only been there for maybe 4.5-5 minutes or something on the porch. And I take it in the house, and it's a bunch of cool stuff he got. And the bag smells, though. We're just like, oh, what is wrong with this bag?
Oh, no.
Something's wrong. The bag just really stunk. It was like terrible, like caustic pee smell.
Oh,
and
shoot.
I thought,
okay,
what did Jim do? You know, I was like freaking out about what had actually happened. So I decided to go look at the video evidence from the doorbell. And it featured Jim dropping off bags. No problem.
Yeah.
Set it down, left. No, nothing weird. Almost immediately after he put them down, a cat I don't recognize ran up on the porch, peed all over the bag, and then left.
Oh, no.
Just ran up, marked the bag, and left. And it's not it's none of our cats or even Carter's cat that comes around that she feeds. It wasn't even that cat. It was this other big old Maine Coon. He was huge. He was like a I don't know. It looked like a mountain lion sized cat. He wasn't, but he looked like
Inara's, I think Inara's mansion. I think, big cat. Big cat.
Big fluffy cat. And it just walked up there right on camera and went, peed all over the bag and then left. Don't ask me, dude. I don't know why. I mean, I'm sure there's a bit of a turf war going on out there that I don't know about. And this cat was marking territory, and that's what they do.
It also could be that that the whatever Jim dropped off had a little bit of a, like, I don't know if they've got a cat, but it could have another cat smell on it.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
And so they're like, oh, no, that's not yours. Now it's mine.
I have to ask Jim about that. He'll hear this, and he'll fill me in, because I haven't told him yet. I wanted to wait for the show to bring it up. But the good news is it was only the outside of the bag. Everything on the inside, totally fine, 100% good. But Kim grabbed the bag first, brought it in, and she's sitting there going, I still smell it. I still smell it. And I'm like,
oh,
do you really? And I got over near her and I'm like, ooh, I can smell it too. She'd gotten part of the bag on her sleeve. So she had to go change.
Oh no, the O had transferred from the B.
Yep. The O had transferred from the B and it stayed. We couldn't get rid of it.
Oh shoot.
But the Dr. Pepper Zeros that were in there were fantastic. Thank you, Jim, for those.
Oh, very cool. You know, whatever it is about cat's urine, it is like the most caustic, horrendous, evil, vile liquid known to man.
Oh, name something worse. It's hard. Liquid. Right? Yeah, it's hard to name. Like what smells worse? Old man pee, but that's after it's not been sitting around. It's not even close. Something wrong with cats, dude.
That smells like whiskey, by the way.
Cats are gross. Awesome. Really love cats. Yeah. But when they're like, you know what? We're in our primal state. This I got to pee on this bag.
Exactly.
F that little hairy bastard. Yeah.
And Shiny Hunter Dom says, skunk. I still say cat urine is worse than skunk.
You know what? I agree. I can deal with skunk somehow. I don't know why. I mean, I don't like it, but I can deal with it more than I can deal with really strong cat pee. Forget it. Something about it. Ugh. And like a house where it's been peed in like constantly.
Yeah.
Freaking gross, man. Gross.
Can I show you what Inara did this morning?
Yes.
She knocked over Galactus and broke his two little wind vane things off the side of his head that were glued in. So that's currently, a new one is currently printing on the 3D printer right now. But
well, at least she didn't pee on it.
She did not pee on it. She I had it. It's my own damn fault. I had a package for somebody sitting on the edge of the table, and she's rubbing her face on it like, oh, yeah, this is mine. And scratching my face and all that. Well, Galactus, the top half of his body with his head resting on it, because I haven't glued anything yet, was right next to that bag. And so she knocked the whole damn thing off. And
dang, dude.
Just broke off the head, but this head is six pieces. It's like two parts to the head, two little ear cylinder deals, and then the two wind vanes.
Wind vanes are the wimpiest, probably, I would assume. So
they are. That's what broke off, are the two wind vanes, and there's not enough connection point for me just to glue them back on. So I'm just printing it. It'll be 4 hours of printing. It's no big deal.
Just make a new head. That's how you deal. Just
make a new head. And now I've got this one to try with the airbrushing, because I want to do the airbrushing on his face for like really good skin tones, like having the red underneath the flesh tone to kind of make it look good.
That's so good. Yeah, now you got a little practice
piece.
Yeah. That's good. See, always
lemonade, folks. Lemonade.
That's right. This lemon is already cat pee. No, wait. What?
lemonade out of cat pee.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to get Dunaway in. We're going to play a game. Yeah. We talked about it earlier. We're going to fulfill our commitment to said game and get him in here and play it. He's waiting dutifully in the chat room, I noticed. So may as well not keep that guy waiting any longer. Hey, look who it is. It's a former fifth place, sixth place Unreal Tournament player, Brian Dunaway, a.k.a. Wow. Shock Effect. What's going on, man? What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. Just waiting on a phone call. Remember, Scott, stay hydrated.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. Yeah. I appreciate it. That worked out great. Mm-hmm. No, everything, my computer's completely hydrated now. And
Jeez.
I'm still a little worried that I did. I mean, these keyboards are basically solid state now, so it's not like there's a lot of power electronics in them, but...
Yeah, I mean, they're not magnets.
No, but also, but this hard drive, I have a little SSD sitting out here that got completely drenched, but I think...
Oh, no.
I think it's fine because
as long as it wasn't plugged in, right? It was just sitting there.
No, it was plugged in. It's still plugged in, but it's plugged in via USB Thunderbolt, and it's also kind of waterproof.
It's not like raw dogging it on the. It's in a case, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't have it just out.
Did the USB connection get water?
No, it got. Looks like it missed that connector. So
okay, good. Then yeah,
I think I'm okay. Yeah. And even then, there's not that much power that goes through there. So
damn dirty humans.
I just think based on what I've got here, I would have already had a problem with something if it was going to happen. So
yes, correct.
I think I'm okay. Anyway, Dunaway, it's good to have you here. We're going to play a game. You know how it works. Brian, you'll explain it anyway and what the winners might win. What do you got?
Yes, it's time to play the Morning Half-Asses trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving the two of you the answers. I'll give Scott and Brian a category and six possible answers, three of which are correct and three that are like that dude's pronunciation of Lady Zsa Zsa, totally incorrect. Depending on how confident they feel with the category, they can provide one, two, or three guesses, but if any of those guesses are wrong, they get 0 points for that round. Get one right gets you a point, two right gets you 3 points, and three right gets you 5 points. Do the math, folks. Person with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant, and contestants will be pulled from members of the Tadpole that aren't able to listen live. Scott, you're playing for Mike Cummins in Ireland.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Nice. Over there in the land of Ire. Yeah. Brian, you're playing for Kevin Fisher in Seward, Nebraska.
Seward, Nebraska, the Cornhuskers. Yeah, right? Isn't that right? That's right. Yeah,
well done.
Absolutely the Cornhuskers, yes.
Husking corn.
Husking some corn.
That's right.
That's right. Prize today is the last set of Comic Book Day prints signed by Scott and Carter. So got a few left, and you're going to get all of them. You don't get your choice. You get what's left.
So I've missed Comic Book Day. I've missed Comic Book Day, right? That's totally passed, right? I've only got to look forward to Record Day, right? Free Record Day.
Free Comic Book Day is beginning of May as well this year.
Okay.
And Record Store Day is April 20th.
420.
Yeah, baby.
That's right. Or whatever that week, the closest weekend is. Oh, there's a Sparks picture disc I got to get, or a Plexi disc.
There's a Spawn, according to the community.
Yes, there is. There's a Spawn picture disc as well. Yeah.
Really? Yep. That's a. I didn't know that was a thing.
Spawn.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so there you go. Those are the prizes you can win. Let's get to the game. Let's start with your first category here. Your first category: dinosaurs. Quite simply, dinosaurs. Which of these are actual dinosaurs?
Right. There's no such thing as actual dinosaurs.
Well, okay. Which of these were actual dinosaurs? How's that?
It's the tense.
All right, Mr. Semantics. Your choices are Swooposaurus, Technosaurus, Grimlocodon, Dracorex Hogswartzia.
I'm trying not to give anything here.
Slagcephalosaurus and Irritator.
Irritator?
Irritator. Swooposaurus, Technosaurus, Grimlocodon, Dracorex Hogwartsia, Slagcephalosaurus, and Irritator.
Wow, it's like a couple of my relatives.
The Irritator.
Irritator.
Damn Irritator.
My sex move, by the way.
Right.
Technosaurus. I mean, some of these have to be right. Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, three of them have to be right. They all sound wrong. And
three of these dinos really existed, according to scientists.
I'm doing two of them because I don't know.
You guys both did two as well. You both have locked in. So let's talk about your choices. Slagcephalosaurus, you both locked in on that one. Yeah, that's a Dinobot from Transformers.
Shit.
The Slagcephalosaurus.
Oh, really?
Swooposaurus and Grimlocodon. Technosaurus is named after Texas Tech. Who discovered it?
Of course.
Dracorex Hogwartsia, of course.
That's what I was worried about. These weirdos discovering new dinos and going, we should name it something after popular culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Irritator is a dinosaur.
Wow.
I don't know what Irritator looks like.
What did it do? Like run up and peck you? They run away.
They should have swapped Irritator and Slagacephalosaurus because they sound like the Irritator sounds like a Transformer. To me.
It totally does.
Yeah. But I got one of them.
Definitely.
I got one of them done away. Look at me with the technosaurus.
Look at me. And how many points did you get for that water man?
I got precisely 0.0 points.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. So you're a half ass, even at half ass.
That's right. That's right. I'm 0.5 right. asses. Yep.
Let's get to question number two. Science. Which of these molecules have oxygen in them? So, you know, when you look at the, you know, how water is H2O, that O is oxygen. All right. Your choices are glucose, ammonia, formaldehyde.
Wait.
Yeah.
You have ammonia. It's moot.
I do have ammonia. I totally have ammonia.
Wow. It's another transformer.
Making sure it's not a trick. Making sure it's not a trick.
It should be ammonia. I type these really fast and there's no autocorrect. Formaldehyde. How did I get that one right? Hydrochloric acid, methane, and silica.
Okay.
Or methane, as they say in the UK. Glucose, ammonia, formaldehyde, hydrochloric acid, methane, and silica.
I should cat know
pee.
This.
Does cat pee have oxygen in it?
If it did, it's very hard to detect while you're smelling it.
The card says ammonia.
It says ammonium. I'm sorry.
Ammonia. Amazing.
I'm just not sure about any of these.
It's funny because I've been studying some of this, but I still don't know. Yeah, I've been getting into some chemistry stuff, just side. Yeah.
Man, working with pins and chemistry. Who
I
are
know.
You?
I don't
you,
know what's going on.
Are you trying to make some meth?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. This is. I'm on a list now or something, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your keyboard now has HTO in it, too.
Yeah, it does.
All right, let's get to your answers. You both locked in on methane or methane. No, methane is CH4. Okay. So four hydrogen atoms.
That was a late pick of stress.
Yeah. Glucose. Once again, Scott picks one correctly, but then settles on a second one that's incorrect. Glucose, yeah. Does contain oxygen molecules. So does formaldehyde and silica. So Brian, you also had one right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised formaldehyde has oxygen. It would seem like that would be the opposite of what you want, providing oxygen to
it's not like living oxygen. It's just
preservation.
Like,
formaldehyde is water with an additional carbon. Carbon is C, right?
Yeah.
Carbon.
Yeah. So carbon
makes sense. Guess that makes sense.
It's carbon formaldehyde
monocle. It's CH2O is formaldehyde.
I didn't have time to reason it out because somebody gets mad when I start trying to reason.
Are you Googling?
Okay, no, I'm reasoning, fool.
Yeah, he's reasoning. It's fine. Reasoning is important, and you have the room to do that here. It's fine.
No, I don't.
You guys are both
take 5 seconds long.
We're both second.
Rocking 0 points here. Yeah. Do you think you can do better on this last one? Let's go to food.
All right.
Food is easy, right? We all know food.
Yeah.
Which of these are super hot peppers? Your choices are.
Oh, here we go.
The Madame Jeanette, the Naga Viper, the Honey Badger Berry, the Peruvian White Habanero, the Thaumatin Chili, and Tiger Venom. Which of these are super hot peppers?
This is a situation where should I go three to try to
why don't you just tell me what you want to answer?
I'm looking at two. I'll just two's it.
All right. Okay. You guys both settled in on the Naga Viper. Oh, come on, World of Warcraft players, you guys settled in on Naga Viper?
Oh yeah, really? Yeah.
It is a hot super hot pepper too. Good. Naga Viper is correct, but
damn it!
Brian picked that one. Scott, you also picked Tiger Venom. No, Tiger Venom is not. It's just what's in Charlie Sheen, I believe.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
The Madame Jeanette is 325,000 Scoville units. The Peruvian White Habanero is 350,000 Scoville units. And the Naga Viper, 1.3 million Scoville units.
Oh my gosh. Do not eat the fish man pepper.
Do not eat a Naga Viper. And
I've been watching...
Yeah,
I've been watching hot ones on YouTube lately for some reason. Just they huge collection of those, and
I thought Madam one with John Oliver, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, yes. That's what started me.
I thought the Madam Jeanette thing was a brand, not a pepper. That's what threw me on
pepper.
That. Damn it.
Yeah, got to pick a pepper,
because their bottles covered in that name, and I just thought that was like, you know, I don't know, just the name of the lady who.
Apparently not. So you've seen bottles of that stuff.
I have. We have one in our house, I think.
Oh, wow.
It's not the hottest I've ever had, but I guess you already told us which was the hottest. The Naga Pepper, the Naga Viper. Right?
Yes, let's see. It is a originally from Suriname, chili pepper cultivar of the species Capsicum chinense.
Wow.
You're just making up words now.
I am. I just AI'd what the...
Okay, so TV's Travis is blowing my mind. He says it's like Tabasco. It's a brand name and a pepper. Really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know. I knew Tabasco was a brand name. I didn't know it was a pepper name. I thought Tabasco
peppers,
I thought that was
and
just the name
a
of
county
the
county or a state in Mexico too.
I've even been to the factory. I didn't know this. I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, is this
was
one?
It,
this one
was it downtown? Like, the factory?
No, it was off the coast of Louisiana, and I can't remember. Did we have to go to an island or something? It was something like that. We had to.
Yeah, the Tabasco factory where you get the teeny tiny little bottles of Tabasco for doing the tour.
I also got to blow up one somewhere in here, but like a beach ball.
Really?
Yeah, nice. But I didn't know even while I was there that that was the name of the pepper. I had no idea. Well, anyway, Avery Island, that's it. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, Avery Island.
Sure. Dunaway thought I was making that up. That's the truth. It was an actual island. Well, yeah, see, now look what we've done. We've got ourselves in a real pinch here.
Look
on
what you were.
Oh, no, you won, you bastard. I just realized you got a point.
Dirk Fox-Finger says it's pronounced Suriname. It is not pronounced Suriname. It's pronounced Suriname.
I went with one, Scott, because I knew you're greedy. Yeah. I knew we'd go at least two, and my chances increased because I knew it was more likely to miss than hit.
Well, you're in huge trouble tonight. You're
giving away your strategy. You want to do that?
He'll forget by the next time we do it.
That's true. Congratulations. Then going to Kevin in Seward, Nebraska. You're getting the last set of Carter and Scott signed free comic book day prints. So I will contact you to get your mailing address and get these out to you.
Very, very nice.
Oh, I guess that's true. I did this and don't have something for the runner-up. Runner-up, you're going to get Steam games.
All right. Some sort of Steam games.
That's right. Yep. Some sort of Steam games. A Mary Steam game.
Mary Steam Burgeon game. Got it.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, well done and congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yep. You're the winner. And we're going to send that to you right away. In the meantime, Brian Dunaway here. We're going to play a little Unreal later today, are we?
Yes. We got to decide. Are we going to do 2004 or UT99?
It's entirely up to
Scott's
you.
Preferences.
I mean, whatever the community wants, I don't care. I'll dominate whoever wants to come.
Do I have to download and install something else if you don't do 2004?
Here's my vote.
Don't make me download and install something different.
Yeah, if you've
what
got
did you play?
He has 99. He doesn't have 04.
You got 99. So let's roll with 99.
We can totally roll with 99.
I totally have 99. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a problem
at all.
Is
a lot of work to do 2004?
Not really.
No.
Just
no.
Another ISO install, you're done. Sort of thing.
Well, you know, whatever you want to do.
It's up to you, but 04 is the kind of the pinnacle of the series in my opinion, and it's very good.
Scott's pretty good at it.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at both, but if you want to come and get rocked, tonight's your night, 4:30 Mountain. Right? 4:30 Mountain, 6:30 your time, right?
Correct.
Okay. Details over at retrogib.com, everybody. And in the meantime, Brian Dunaway, go suck it. Oh, man. It didn't even remove him like I asked. Oh, there it goes. Okay. Bastard slow Discord bullshit. All right, we are, it's time. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we're going to be joined by Steven Schleicher. It's his week, and we got things to talk about, so stick around. Before we do that, though, a song from Brian Ibbett. What do you got there, Brian?
Yes. This is great. We're going some down-tempo trip-hop today from the pioneer, the godfather of down-tempo and trip-hop, a guy named Eric Hilton of Thievery Corporation. You've heard of him. This one feels like it just belongs in a Quentin Tarantino film. It is so damn good. The song is called Poppy Fields. It's a brand new single released by Eric Hilton, and it starts like this.
And now, a stupendous, gigantic, colossal deal from Burger King.
I just found out right now, a regular hamburger is only 39 cents at Burger King. Only 39 cents for a burger.
I'm hungry already. What am I going to do? If I don't get this stupid thing off, I'll be dead by the end of the day. I'm talking about food.
And we've returned. Who was that again?
Yeah, that was Down Tempo Godfather Eric Hilton and the song Poppy Fields. Great instrumental track for you on this this Monday morning.
Ooh, Poppy Fields.
Poppy Fields. Poppies, poppies, poppies.
If you walk around in those and then you get tested, drug tested, they'll think you're doing heroin. Gotta watch out.
That's true. Best be careful.
Yeah. Don't just walk in there. Know what you're getting into.
That's right.
All right. Some of this.
And now welcome Steven to the show. He's a huge freaking nerd.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Biggest nerd we know. It's Steven Schleicher, all the way from majorspoilers.com in the vicinity of Hayes, Kansas. Welcome back, sir. How are you? Oh, I don't hear
him. Uh-oh.
Is he muted?
Uh-oh.
He's muted. His microphone is muted. I saw rings of ring. There he is.
Oh, there we go.
We hear you. Hello. Oh, you're fine. Listen, we're all muted sometimes. Fine.
Everybody gets muted sometimes.
Everybody mutes sometimes. You know the song.
There you go.
Steven, how are you? What are you doing?
Much better than you are, although that reminds me, your little water incident.
Yeah.
Reminds me of something back in the day when I used to work at a TV station. Big sign on the door. No food or drink allowed in the control room.
Yeah.
Right? No food or drink is beaten into us every single day.
No, I know better. This is the worst part of this. I know better.
This gets better and should make you feel a lot better about your incident.
Oh, okay, good.
So one day, come in, turn on the TV station.
Yeah.
And it's like after a few minutes, equipment is warming up. This is back in the analog days.
Yeah.
What's that sweetly smell that I smell?
Uh oh.
And then you see a little bit of smoke, a little bit curl out from the switcher.
Oh, shit.
Somebody the night before had spilled a Coke all over the switcher and tried their best to clean it up, but they failed to remember that Coke, you know, goes down into all the little cracks and crevices and it got inside the switcher. And when the engineer opened it up, it was like this caramelized fried mess.
Oh God.
That's awful, dude. That makes me have.
I hope that person was fired.
Yeah, you're out of here, buddy.
I think they were.
Were they for that? Well, I guess you probably would be, especially if you had a rule.
You're looking at a $10,000 switcher in the 1980s. Yeah,
that's a
lot. Did not follow the rules written hastily on a piece of paper and taped to the door.
Yeah, I will say though, I spilled a Coke on a surface once, and it wasn't. Because it was zero, they don't get as sticky. Like the sugar or corn syrup is way stickier than whatever fake bullshit we put in those now. Well, anyway, I'll tell you what's not fake. This appearance by Steven Schleicher. He comes on here and talks about nerd stuff, and usually it's comic related because we're all big fans here of the comic book world and all that.
Of course.
There's a few people in the chat that are like, I don't like comics. Well, tough shit. We're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. You and you out.
For example, Marvel cancels all X-Men titles again. Please explain
this.
What happened?
Yeah, so for, I don't know, it feels like a decade now, Marvel has been doing this new Krakoa era where it started with Jonathan Hickman's The House of X and the Powers of X series, where all the X-Men got together and they all decided to be kumbaya and do good for the world. And then, of course, recently it all came crashing down. And so the fall of the House of X and the rise of Powers of X have chronicled the downfall of the X-Men for the last couple of months. And I think Marvel's getting ready for a big reboot because the solicitations for Cable and Fall of the House of X and Invincible Iron Man and Wolverine are all like final issue.
Whoa.
And so I think we're getting ready for a big reboot of the X-Men universe, or at least a new era of the X-Men. And, you know, a lot of people are big fans of X-Men. Maybe not so much this past weekend if you followed X-Men on Twitter.
Oh, no, really? What happened there?
God, somebody was like, you know, the X-Men 97 anime series is about to launch, and someone's like, I can't believe the X-Men have gone woke.
Oh, shut up. Do they understand? Okay, look, even if I didn't like those themes, let's say, if you have any understanding of the history of the X-Men, the comic, at all, you'll know that that thing is such an allegory for so many social issues. Like, give me a break, you lazy ass. Have they read a comic? Oh, it makes me want to pin him down and kick him in the nuts.
None of those people who are saying those things have ever read X-Men. Same way with people who are. The other big one this weekend was Starship Troopers. If you didn't understand that the people who are the bad guys were, you know, a symbolism for fascism and Nazism. Yeah. Then you missed the point of Starship Troopers, but over the heads of so many people.
It's right there in Neil Patrick Harris's outfit, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, they missed the entire boat on that. Here's you know what you've just done, Stephen? I should thank you. You've just reminded me why my fast away from any kind of public discourse has been good for me.
Oh, yeah.
This is day seven, by the way. Day seven of this, and I have not seen any of that kerfuffle.
Good.
And I'm happy.
Yeah, I did that a lot last year, and it was great for my mental health.
Yeah.
And then, just the fact when Elon shut down TweetDeck, that had to be one of the best things in the world to happen.
It was for you, final nail in the coffin, right? Basically.
Oh, yeah, because it was up all the time, and all I could see was S post after S post.
Yeah. By the way, there's a, if you liked TweetDeck back in the day and you're using Blue Sky, they have a new thing called Blue. It's just Blue.deck.
Blue Deck.
And works the same. Or no, is it Blue.deck? Or Deck.blue. Sorry, I got it backwards. Deck.blue is basically TweetDeck for Blue Sky. Nope. So depends on your. Yeah, I'm not doing it either, but it's there if you want it.
I go in for my daily dive of copy and paste across all socials, and that's it.
Yep, same. Nice. Yeah, you and I are doing very similar stuff. It really works for me, and I every once in a while accidentally catch like a whiff of something that's going on. I'm like, I don't miss this shit at all, dude.
Yeah, no, you guys stay away from the X-Men is woke and Starship Troopers is not fascist.
I'm so glad I missed that.
It is like the dumbest dumb. Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. Well, good news. That all is stuff we can avoid. But here's what we can't avoid. Mad Cave Studios nabs kid-friendly Disney deal. And you saying this is good for me. Why? Why do you think this is good for me and my grandpa status?
Again, congratulations, Scott. This is what grandpa... Third time for you. And so as young Van starts to progress, I don't know. I know he's probably still in his bluey stage, but eventually he's going to discover the greatness that is Phineas and Ferb and Inside Out and all of those kinds of things.
Sure.
Mad Cave Studios, their kid imprint Paper Cuts, which does a lot of really good kid friendly comics. They have signed a deal with Disney where they will start doing some Disney television shows and movies, in comic book form. So we've got Encanto and Turning Red and Phineas and Ferb and the New Adventures of Encanto, Frozen, Disney Fairies, 101 Dalmatians. They're all getting comic book treatments in May, starting in May of this year.
Oh, yeah.
Some free comic book day stuff coming up for that. So this is a chance for you to get your young grandson into the world of comic books. And what better way to do it than through Disney comics?
He'd probably love it. He's hit this new stage where he loves to draw constantly. And the stuff he's drawing is weird as hell. This is what five-year-old art is the best art. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they tap into something primal. And when it's gone, you almost don't get it back. Like, Carter barely got it back. But when she was five, she was doing stuff that blew our minds. And then you turn six or seven, you kind of lose it.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
Looking at the art from my kids when they were five, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's the cave paintings from France.
Oh, it's crazy. Some of it is so weird, and it's so, like, energetic and almost emotional. It's just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's really into that, and he's into reading way more. He's reading at a higher level than his classmates, so that's good.
Oh,
and
that's
so
good.
He is probably as prepped for this as he'll ever be, so I'm kind of excited.
I would definitely get him a Phineas and Ferb comic book. Because I think that is right up his alley if he likes to use his imagination a lot. Because that's all Phineas and Ferb do, is they use their imagination to do something exciting besides just sit around and do nothing all day.
Yeah, I mean, I like Phineas and Ferb, although I'd like to use my imagination and wonder what that one character, is it, I don't know if it's Phineas or Ferb, would look like without a triangle head. Because I freaking hate that design. Drives me crazy, that style, but whatever.
It's funny.
It's still a cute
cartoon.
That's
Phineas.
Oh, that's Phineas. You're right. He already loves Encanto, so, you know.
Yeah, get him that, too.
So I think that's
a couple of comic books things for people to look forward to this week.
Yeah, very nice. Look, if you're a comic book fan.
Oh, and you guys mentioned Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
It's always the first Saturday in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you guys are looking for free comic books, don't forget to go support your local comic shop. They are fewer and fewer in number these days, but you can go get some free comic books coming up in just about 2 months. So.
Yeah, it's not too far off, everybody. Cool. Let's see, May, the first weekend in May is
like
the 4th.
May 4th, I want to say.
So we got the May the 4th be with you. Great. Wonderful. Let's have those two things at once, everyone. Let's get your Star Wars.
So many times before. So.
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly.
Well, this is all good. As always, Steven, majorspoilers.com is a great destination for anyone looking for their comic book fix. Is there anything going on right now on the network you want people to know about?
And if you are really itching for your comic book fix and you want to learn a little bit about the comic book history, then check out the Major Spoilers podcast, a two-parter about the DC implosion and the DC explosion from the 1970s. Mm. It will let you in and give you a lot of insight to where the publishing industry is now, when you understand what was happening back in the day. So you can find that over at majorspoilers.com.
That sounds great. Look at you guys.
It does.
Yeah. All right. Well, what if it's, I don't know. What if it's dry out? Then what? What do I do then?
Well, Brian already stole my stole my thing. So
sorry.
Not you, the other Brian.
That's right. It was done away. Yeah, good. All right.
Yeah. Take that.
Just remember, Brian, if you stay too hydrated, you're going to have to pee.
Oh, that is... Wow. That sounded nice.
No, you.
Great.
Gonna have to pee. What's that?
No, you.
What's that?
Excellent. Well done. Thank you, Steven. Always good having him on. We have a fake high school names follow up, Brian. This was, I think, part of, was it Half Asses or maybe it was Tadpole Feud?
Right. We talked about, right, like Bayside and Riverdale and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay.
We got a call about that. Here it is.
Hey, guys. I'm calling about the Tadpole Feud the other day on the Fob Dylan episode. And you asked the question, name a fictional high school, a well-known fictional high school, and you said San Dimas High. You see, my dad taught at San Dimas High for many, many years. He started the art department out there. But he got this weird question about, well, it's what the tadpole says anyway, but it got this weird question about, like, what is fiction? Because if you wrap something nonfiction inside a fictional wrapper, then I think...
That's it. He cut
That's
off.
Where he got cut off. Then the CIA cut him off.
Yeah,
that was the last we ever heard from that guy.
I decided to play it anyway because I kind of need to know where he was headed with that.
You know what? No, that totally makes sense. I probably should have worded the question differently because name a high school from a piece of fiction or a famous high school from a piece of fiction.
Yeah, that works.
But that's a really good point that, yeah, San Dimas, of course, there is a San Dimas city, so of course there would be a San Dimas High School. There's probably a dozen Riverdale high schools U.S. that are real.
Yeah. I would think so.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Do you know if... Was
that Tony Soprano in that call, by the way? I'm just curious.
He sounded a little like him, didn't he?
just the way it ended.
Do you... I see. Don't stop! And then silence for 10 minutes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I was going to ask you... Oh, do you have any recollection whether or not the 3 o'clock high school was used?
I love that movie.
Because that movie's great. Was that in our list or no? Did anyone pick that?
No, I'm sure they didn't because... Who can think of what the high school was in 3 o'clock high?
Yeah, the only reason it pops in my head is it was filmed at Ogden High here.
Oh,
and,
really?
And so, you know, all of us in 1985 were freaking out because we thought, yeah, it's filmed here in Utah, blah, blah, blah. But then I don't remember the name of the school that they called it. They called it something other than Ogden.
Yeah, what was it? I'm looking to see if...
Was it Ogden? Maybe it was...
It was Meek High School because the first line in the Wikipedia page is Meek High School student Jerry Mitchell. So it's apparently Meek High School.
I don't like it.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, is it not really? It's not
Weaver. Me. Weaver High School.
Weaver.
Weaver.
That's interesting. They could have said Weber and it would have been close because Weber's over there.
Is there another Weber nearby?
Yeah. Kind of like that Weber Cooks guy that was part of the Weber State thing that ended up being a molester and we played his audio on here. Do you remember that whole thing? He was the guy that was like,
puts
the Weber stuff
Cooks.
Into the thing or whatever.
That Dump guy? The rice onto the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think he's still in prison, that guy.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. He was a problem.
Yeah. Jeffrey Tambor. I forgot about this movie. I need to watch it again. Philip Baker Hall.
Oh, here he is right here.
Dump the rice into the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy was great.
Paul Feig.
He was terrible. Paul Feig was in that.
Yeah, Yeardley Smith, Mitch Pileggi. We talked about Skinner, detectives, or I'm sorry,
FBI Director Skinner.
FBI Director Skinner, yep.
Yeah, he was great. He's also in, he flies the Daedalus in Stargate Atlantis.
Really? Okay.
Mitch
Paledi. He was the Shocker dude, too.
Was he?
Yeah, because wasn't that Chris Carter? Or no, was it? But he was the guy that got, not Shocker in the Marvel comic, or I guess we had a MCU Shocker. Oh, no, we have. It's like a side character in the first.
Oh, right.
Tom Holland. But he was that, like, the dude who goes in the electric chair and then.
Oh, Shocker.
Shocker the movie, yeah.
Shocker the movie, yeah, the film called Shocker.
Called Shocker.
And that was made, I think that was a Wes Craven joint, wasn't it?
Oh, Wes Craven, yes.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Wes Craven. Oh, he's the Shocker. He's the actual Shocker. Yeah.
He's the actual Shocker dude.
Oh, shit.
Now the question for Scott, have we watched Shocker for Film Sack?
No, we have not. If we have, I'll be embarrassed to no end, but I'm pretty sure we
have. I think we have.
Have we?
Maybe not. Nope, I guess not.
We should.
I thought we did, because I've never seen it. I thought I've seen it, and the only reason I would have seen it would have been for this. But
what's the one where they blow up? What's the one where their faces blow up on TV?
That's Scanners.
Scanners, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And we did watch that. All right,
we need to throw Shocker in the list. Randy, if you're listening, actually, I can do it myself.
Yeah.
That's probably in the, let's take a look and see if it's already in the must see list. It probably is.
Yeah.
Save it for a list of, as soon as this thing becomes available.
Just do a Sacktober.
Oh, no, not in our list, believe it or not. I'm adding it to the bottom here.
What?
Shocker. I know. That's how surprised I am. Shocker.
It's currently streaming on nothing.
Oh.
You have to rent it, but, I'd rent it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I think I just knew about it. That was one of those famous, like, cassette tape you would see in a Blockbuster.
Yes, yeah, totally.
That you were like, ooh, would my mom let me watch this? Probably not.
Since we've got Shutter Island in the list, I'm going to replace Shutter Island with Shocker in the must-see list, because that's about where it would be alphabetically.
I like it.
Cool.
That's it for that. Hey, quick note. Carter and I do this Monday show thing on Mondays now, obviously, but we're doing it late tonight because she's at a friend's overnight. They're doing what they call Galentine's Day, where all of them go do a bunch of stuff. I guess women do this.
It's like Friendsgiving. Yeah.
Same idea. But they're a bunch of single ladies. They're all getting together and they're all hanging out.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
That's what I thought. But she's going to go, like, thrift shopping, do all this weird stuff today. Anyway, that means she's going to be home late. So we're starting that show. It's normally at 7. We're going to do it at 9 p.m. So for an hour, from 9 to 10 p.m. tonight.
Mountain time.
Mountain
time. It's 11 p.m. for you weirdos on the East Coast.
That's right. I haven't updated the calendar yet, but I will before the show's out today. So watch for that. And we'll be live, which means we can take your live texts and that kind of stuff. So if you guys want to come and hang out, please do. That'll do it for us. Big thanks to everybody for listening. If you are confused about any of the links we've given out today, they're all sublinked at frogpants.com/TMS. And don't forget, those Vegas tickets are up. And so is the sign up for this weekend's game that Brian's running. And we've got to get that
done. Get over there and sign up. I don't know. I should look and see how many. Maybe I'm jumping the gun, but we don't have any more spots left. We have 19. So we've got three alternates, basically.
Three spots left. Get in.
No. We've got 16 filled. We have three alternates that go in if somebody can't make it.
Got it.
Yeah. So now we don't need any more. Don't need any more people for this.
All right. Sorry. So that thing that I told you all at home who are listening and not here live, don't worry about it.
That's right.
You're good.
Exactly.
Although you should still show up on Friday and watch.
Oh yeah, it's going to be fun, and that'll make you want to do it next time.
That's right. Sure. Friday at 9, everybody. Same time as normal TMS, but on Friday.
That's right.
That's it. Brian, let's play a song. Do you have a little something?
I do. This one goes out to friends of mine. Linda Seymour Sweet wrote in. This was actually supposed to be on Friday's or Thursday's show, but we had no Thursday show. High Special and Billboard on February 15th. Deep Draft Brewing will be celebrating its 5th birthday. Could you find and play an awesome cover of this Creedence song to celebrate, just because it rocks and it gets me fired up on brew day? Honk. Ah, cheers.
Wait, if that's a request, I have that right here.
Please do.
Oh, wrong guy. There we go. There's two of them now.
you played the one that sounded a lot more like me doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deep Draft Brewing is friends of mine, and we joined them at their booth at the beer festival, Colorado Beer Festival, last year, and just the nicest people. Linda is awesome, and so happy for them. Congratulations on your anniversary. All right, let's get to the song. This is a cover of Midnight Special. Not originally by CCR, by the way. CCR covered it. Leadbelly did the original version of the song. And how about a skiffle version from Belfast? Oh, we know somebody, I think, who lives near Belfast. I can't remember for sure. Van Morrison, Lonnie Donegan, and Chris Barlow. Is that right? Barber. Chris Barber doing this cover of Midnight Special, skiffle style, by Leadbelly.
Well, you wake up in the morning when the ding dong rings. Go over to the table, see the same old thing. Not my fork up on the table, nothing in my pan. So the only thing about it, I get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a little light on me.
If you ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. You better not stack on, and you better not fight. Oh, the sheriff gonna arrest you, Lord, I carry you down. And if the jury find you guilty, your penitentiary bound.
But let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a little light on me.
Let the midnight special
shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a little light on me. You're gonna come, Miss Rosie.
Yeah.
How the world do you know?
How you
well, I know about her apron.
Oh, yeah.
And your dress, she wore an umbrella on her shoulder. Piece of paper in her hand.
Yeah,
she's gonna tell a captain. You treat her as a man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a little light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a little light on me.
Well, I've done my time, boy.
Yeah.
Who's been hoping and crying? Well, the man is gonna call me.
Yeah.
And I'll be running down and I'll be letting the
midnight special shine a light on me.
Yeah.
Let the midnight special
sit down, you fools, you couldn't afford me.
Oh, now give us a break, give us a break.
Oh, slow down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, something nice and easy.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Filthy, sneaky little beast!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.